I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. And later in the program, we're going to talk to vocalist Denise Times about her annual Mother's Day concert, which is coming up. And it's time now for our monthly segment, Sound Bites, in partnership with Sauce Magazine. Here with the latest on new restaurants and food trends in St. Louis, we welcome Sauce Magazine's executive editor, Lakaya Figueres, and art director, Mira. You're going to have to help me, Mira. I'm sorry.
Nagarajan.
I practiced that extra hard and it didn't help. But thanks for being here so much.
Thanks for having us.
First off, it's pretty exciting that today kicks off Food Truck Fridays for this year.
Food Truck Friday. We are now in our fourth year. We're very excited about it. Hopefully the weather will hold out for those who haven't attended before. It is located in the southwest corner of Tower Grove Park. It is from 4 to 8 o'clock. And if you haven't experienced food trucks, it's a wonderful opportunity. We'll have 25 food trucks there.
25.
And there's a few new things in store. There are more beverage options. So for those who don't like beer, we now have wine available. The lineup of entertainment is great. And we actually are introducing something called the Sauce Speed Pass. So there are each truck will have expedited lines. But you need to purchase a speed pass from the sauce tent. So come on out. It's a great evening of fun entertainment. Bring the whole family, the dogs, the kids. Have a great time. Eat away.
Everything in between.
Exactly.
Bring your mom for Mother's Day and early
Certainly,
Mother's Day.
Certainly, early Mother's good. Day. Fill her up.
Well, we're going to talk today about some new and soon-to-open restaurants in St. Louis and about new food trends, too, that have caught your attention. Now, every month, the magazine, Sauce Magazine, you do a hit list of, I guess, places you think we should hit.
Correct. Well, we have to curate. And really, there are so many restaurants opening. All the time. And so Hit List is our way of kind of curating those. These are the ones that are on the tops of our list and we think are definitely worthy of people who want to try new places. So what we thought to do today was to look back at between, you know, January and then moving forward and even new anticipated ones coming down the pipeline, but to do it a bit categorically because for those who don't just say, I want to go to a new place, it's, well, I want to go because I want blank. So if we start off, the weather's beautiful, right? One of the first things people are looking for is, I want to go to a place with a good patio.
I want to sit outside.
Okay, so I have three picks. Planter's House, which we featured in the hit list in January, and people know about them. They've already been a great place for cocktails. Their patio just opened up. So fabulous, fabulous space. They do have a new menu. We recommend the chicken wings, by the way, and the strawberry jelly donuts. And they have a special daiquiri menu. It's a great time of year to drink daiquiris. We recommend the Come Hither. So that's Planter's House. That's in the Lafayette Square.
Now we go to the Grove,
Taha Twisted Tiki, which we talked about in February. Now this place has their patio open as well.
And they've got to have little tiki huts out there, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's really fun. And they're cooking out there. They've got a bar out there. If you go in the evening, you're going to see the torches running.
Right.
So, you know, anything, any rum drink you want. But we recommend that you split a volcano with a friend.
What's in a volcano? And why do we need to split it?
Oh, no. Because it's going to be this massive tiki drink. It's like it's served in this enormous vessel. You're going to have a bunch of straws. You and your friends can just go to town. But as far as food recommendations, again, chicken wings, the Polynesian beef skewers we really liked, and the fish tacos, they have this Asian slaw with a pico de gallo and a chili lime crema, which was really good. So go there. If you any rum drink you want, but the space is really fun. So that's a good time in the Grove.
Well,
Taha Twisted
Rum, tiki. Summer outside, it all makes sense. Right?
Total sense.
Okay, anything in the Central West End we want to note?
We'd like to call out Scape. And while Scape is not necessarily new, they are expanding an already gorgeous patio. And they are also adding a small snack menu. So you don't have to just order, you know, from the regular dinner menu. And that's date night. What a gorgeous place. And you're sitting there, you're able to see the Chase Park Plaza right there. It's just wonderful urban space.
Well, I think, Mary, you've been hanging out in the Loop.
Yes. The Good Pie, which used to be around this in this neighborhood, has recently opened on Delmar Boulevard. They're at 665 Delmar Boulevard. And we missed their like margarita pizzas and their sausage pizzas, and now they have a really wonderful bar menu there as well. And Mike Randolph is going to be opening Publico, a Mexican gastropub, you know, later this summer, which is going to have lots of tacos with like beef tongue and pork belly filling. And they're going to also do dry aged bone and roasted ribeyes and whole roasted fish. And everything is going to be cooked in a wood fire oven because they've obviously mastered that from the Good Pie.
Right.
And later on, probably about August or September, Joe Edwards Peacock Loop Diner, which is going to be a 24-hour diner, is going to be opening. Kind of, you know, he talked about making the loop like a 24-hour neighborhood, and with the clips being 24 hours, and now the diner, which we don't have in the loop, it's going to be a really cool addition. And also United Provisions, which is brought to you by Global Foods, the people who have that amazing grocery store in Kirkwood. They're going to have a grocery store opening up in the loop, and they're going to have, you know, your regular groceries, but they're also going to have prepared foods, food stations with a deli counter and sushi counter and coffee bar and to-go stuff. So it's going to be something really great to look forward to.
Yeah, you mentioned Joe Edwards and trying to make the loop a 24-hour deal. Just, I'm sure you guys have been around long enough. It's amazing, really, how it's changed since he first opened Blueberry Hill. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I actually grew up in U City, and, you know, when I could initially go out as a kid, you know, maybe we're able to go down to where currently the Vintage Vinyl is, and slowly you're able to go much further east, and there is so much traffic over there. It's really a wonder, you know, to see all the traffic and what he's accomplished. And the amount of restaurateurs who are actually really working together, you know, it's not just about competition, but let's make this place a great place to work and live and bring in entertainment. It's phenomenal.
And before we know, we're going to see a trolley down there, which kind of make going up and down the loop and trying different places a little easier.
Right. We're waiting for it.
Right. That'll be exciting. Well, I don't know what you know about beer, LaGaia.
Okay, people do know that I'm a gin girl, but I can talk about beer. If you want to hit up a place for beer, among new places, we would recommend Urban Chestnut Brewing Company. We mentioned their new brewery and their beer hall, which is in the Grove in our April hit list. They also have their original one in Midtown, and I will mention actually that their Mayfest celebration is tomorrow from 1 to 5 at the Midtown Brewery. They also have a new cider out, which I'm hearing great things about. Personally, I haven't had it yet, but I do like a good cider, and it's called Bushel Head. So if you can get that at either location.
I've never had a cider beer. Does it taste apple-y?
Well, I mean, it's not beer. I haven't had this one in particular. My favorite is actually dry Asturian cider from the north of Spain. It's very, very dry. It's not sweet at all. I have tasted AB's new product, which is the Johnny Appleseed. That's more on the sweeter side, mm-hmm. you know, to me.
And most recently, we tried Original Sin ciders, which we really love their cherry cider. So it's not always just apple. It was really tart and refreshing and sweet.
That's something I don't know anything about.
And Ace, actually, I love Ace's pear cider. That's pretty much a standard for me, too.
Okay,
moving on, beer. 21st Amendment, we talked about them, and actually this week we heard that they changed names to 21st Street Brewers Bar. This is across the street from Planter's House in Lafayette Square. They actually got a cease and desist order, so they can't call it 21st Amendment. It's now 21st Street Brewers Bar. And what you'll see is a whole smattering, particularly on tap, but certainly by the bottle, of regional brews. So they're looking to really celebrate the regional scene in beer. And the other place, for those who like to travel out west or live in that area, the Tap Restaurant and Brewery recently opened in St. Charles. It's not in the Main Street area. It's off of I-370. And they will actually be brewing their own stuff soon, but in the meantime, they have quite a selection. And then finally, for those who want to purchase something to take home, Craft Beer Cellar is opening on May 17th in Clayton. It's in the former Simon Jeweler space. And it's actually a franchise based out of Massachusetts, but it's all about craft beer. So they're going to have, you know, well over 1,000 different SKUs. And the beer, I know, is going to be organized geographically. So there should be lots of regional representation for those who like craft beer.
Well, I know lots of people in this area, and all over for that matter, love barbecue. There's nothing new with barbecue, though, is there?
Well, you know, barbecue, it's just one of those things, like, if you open up a barbecue restaurant, St. Louisans are going to support it. We love barbecue. It's a regional cuisine for us. So, you know, Dave Bailey and Tom Schmidt. Tom Schmidt owns Nico, which is now going to be changed to Salt and Smoke. It's going to be a barbecue restaurant that we anticipate they're opening in the next coming weeks, end of May, early June. And Dave Bailey announced that he is going to be opening a barbecue restaurant. It doesn't have a name yet, But we know that it's going to be full service. So meaning you go sit down, you order off the menu, waiter comes, brings you a plated entree. It's not ordering at, you know, at a counter.
Uh-huh.
And the Salted Pig, which is in Frontenac, it's at 731 South Lindbergh. It is a barbecue, but it's slightly dressed up. The space is really beautiful, and they're doing really...
You mean the building's dressed up or the actual barbecue is dressed up?
Well, both.
Both.
The building is beautiful. The interior is wonderful. It's just a really lovely space. And they're doing fun things, like, you know, they're doing a lot of vegetables, actually. Like, they have a wonderful Brussels sprouts dish with smoked bacon.
Oh, that's so good.
And then they're doing... And, you know, they have a really nice salads as well, which is unusual to find at a, you know, barbecue joint. But
we actually
did a good job of
that.
We
featured them in the magazine in this hit list. And what we loved was the fried chicken. It's this mega plate of it's a half chicken. You could easily share it with someone. That's, to me, that was one of the outstanding dishes.
And we have like a whole slew of stuff. Barbecue Saloon, which used to be in the Majestic space in the Central West End. They're going to be doing traditional barbecue techniques, but they're going to be doing alligator and rabbit, so untraditional proteins.
Okay, before we take a look at some trends and things coming up, we want to mention, I know, LaGaia, Three Flags Tavern, Art Bar St. Louis, and the Dark Room, and then
yeah,
a little bit about vegetarian food, and then we'll have a few minutes on
sure
trends.
No, you know, I'm going to group those under, if you want culture, Three Flags Tavern recently opened up in the old Harry space on Southwest Avenue near the Hill. The name comes from Three Flags Day. Three flags flew under in St. Louis in one day, Spain, France, the U.S. You'll see that cuisine there. Art Bar St. Louis, that opened on Cherokee Street recently. I'm excited for it simply because of the management in particular is really well-known figures in the food and beverage scene here in town. All things art, go. The Dark Room, this is on your neck of the woods, just down the street on Grand. You get a small wine bar, photo gallery, well-curated wine list.
All right, Mira.
Healthy.
Healthy food can be good, right?
It can be. And, you know, Lulu's Local Eatery is going to be opening their brick-and-mortar restaurant. We know them from Food Truck Friday most familiarly because they're always serving up the healthiest options there. And they're going to be on South Grand in the next few weeks. Local Harvest, you know, Cafe, they rebranded. They're now LHC, and they're doing a whole bunch of ferments, which are really healthy for you. You know, they have a lot of enzymes, good for, you know, digestion. And they also opened up a juice bar, and we love their Kaylee's Comet juice. And Seeds Cafe, which is in the Des Moines neighborhood of Clayton, they're doing all sorts of healthy stuff from raw dishes, like their raw ravioli with a walnut pesto sandwiched between some raw beet slices. And they're also doing a juice bar as well. Athlete Eats on Cherokee Street, also great. We love their bibimbap with collie rice, and they are doing kombucha on tap.
We've just got a couple of minutes left and so much to cover. What do you want to do, like, Laguerre? Do you want to some trends and things?
Sure, I'll do trends real quick. At the beginning of the year, I gave out a few predictions. One of them, I questioned whether or not the whiskey bar would be able to, all of the whiskey bars, sustain.
That's because you have this gin thing.
That's because I have this gin thing. So
she's manifesting.
I know. But I am super excited. Cafe Natasha is converting its bar to a gin bar. It's going to be called the Gin Room. It's going to launch this month. And also tequila bars. We know we have Mission Taco. Tango Sed just opened up at Ballpark Village. And then Publico remains to be seen whether or not that menu will really be, you know, a tequila bar like we know about those in Austin and New York. In terms of other trends, I do want to mention crispy grains. We talked about farro taking over for quinoa. We are seeing, though, however, every grain get crisped. So watch for crispy grains. We've seen it, Cacao in its chocolate. Bissinger's also in its crispy quinoa bar. Recently, a chef came to town. He used crispy quinoa as a garnish for this Peruvian-style potato salad. And Sydney Street, they were doing this popped amaranth on a smoked shrimp and pumpkin dish. And also, watch for Hawaiian food. It is everywhere.
Well, I love Hawaiian bread, and I love pineapple on pizza. Am I going the right direction?
Yeah, well, Pastoria just started doing a Hawaiian pizza. Go to Herbie's, get the Chinese long beans, or this one cool, go to Cucina Pazzo, and that's in the West End, and share a plate called the JH Chopstick Pig Pasta. So you get Hawaiian-Italian fusion.
That's a new one on me. The couple things I want to that really caught my eye, and I want you to explain them. Seaweed donuts. Yes, you heard me right. Seaweed donuts and the use of cauliflower in some things, like cauliflower on a grilled cheese sandwich, which sounds pretty good.
Well, we're calling cauliflower the new kale. We're seeing it as a cauliflower steak. We're seeing it in sandwiches. We're seeing it in soups being a puree for protein. But, you know, it's one of those things that we hope to chefs get really creative with and find all kinds of ways to use. It's a very versatile ingredient. And seaweed, yes, seaweed donuts, Strange Donuts, which recently announced their new location in Kirkwood, they did a seaweed donut called Finding North. Nori with nori seaweed.
I don't know about this.
Nori seaweed, sesame oil, and caramel glaze. So it still has that sweet taste, but it's just a little strange.
I only had seaweed once or twice. I don't remember what it was, but it never really grabbed me. Have I just not tried it enough?
I think that you need to be like a kid and we have to give it to you about 12 times and then you'll finally like it.
Put it on a donut. It'll be good for sure.
Well, I never thought about that. Everything on a donut is good.
Right.
Speaking about being a kid, I know that, you know, you don't want to take kids everywhere, right, LaGaia? And I think you picked out a couple of places where kids are welcome.
Yeah, I did. Two places. Sweetology. This is an interactive place where you can decorate cupcakes, cakes, cookies. So you take the kids. I guess if you want to decorate yourself, you can. The sweetologists will lead you through the experience. So you're it's already made, and then you just decorate it. Their candy wall is incredible. But then there's also a separate section where you can have a coffee or a glass of wine or a beer. It's wonderful. It's really sweet. And it's located in Ladue at the Old Women's Exchange. The other place, and this would be wonderful in terms of dining, they're really looking to be the place to go for family-friendly dining, is The Nest. And that is in Frontenac. They even have a play area in one section, and they offer babysitting. But they're really looking to make their food, it's quality food, and it is geared for family. So if you're looking for a Mother's Day place to go, I don't know about reservations, you'll have to give a ring, or Father's Day even, The Nest would be my place for family-friendly.
All right, one final thing I want to touch on, because I could eat ice cream from sunup to sundown. Now, please tell me you don't have seaweed ice cream.
No, we don't, but okay. We do have kombucha pickled fennel with lemon gelato. People are getting creative with it, and, you know, this is the season for it, and people are just having a good time. At Pastaria, like I said, kombucha pickled fennel that ties in with, you know, ferments being trending and, you know, weird ingredients in ice cream. Similarly, at Juniper, they're doing fun takes with ice cream. They have a lemon ginger snap on the menu right now and a mint julep ice cream as well. And at the Libertine in Clayton, they're doing a World's Fair donut ice cream. So maybe, you know, they're doing some fun stuff with donuts too. And it's just all about having a good time, having fun, and making something that we love already even more creative and interesting.
I'm game for that. Well, I guess for more information on whether it's new food trends and new restaurants, check out the latest Sauce Magazine.
Absolutely. And all of this stuff you can find online too at saucemagazine.com. Every day there's more information about what's coming down the pipeline.
Mira Nagarajan is the art director at Sauce Magazine. LaGaia Figueres is the executive editor. We always look forward to seeing you once a month. LaGaia, we'll see you next time.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Mira, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Coming up next, it's Denise Times. This is St. Louis Public Radio.